Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We're studying the book of Matthew, the first gospel. In this session, we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 24, verses 4 through 26, labor pains of Christ's return. In this text, Jesus outlined end times events, culminating in the tribulation and his return. And he used the imagery like that of birth pains and the delivery of a child. First, there's the beginning of labor pains, verses 4 through 8. And Jesus answered and said to them, "Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am the Christ,' and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you're not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginnings of sorrows." All these are the beginnings of sorrows. The word translated sorrows literally refers to birth pangs, labor pains. You know when they begin. A pregnant woman knows. We have two exhortations from Jesus. Take heed that no one deceives you. False Christ will show up. No matter what happens, focus on the truth. See that you're not troubled. Look again at verse 7. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdoms against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes. This, and why? He says, don't worry. But why? Because this is only early labor. This must happen, but it's not the end. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. But evil men and imposters will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you've learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you've learned them. Calling them birth pains indicates they get worse until delivery. The arrival of the Messiah to judge sinful man and to set up his millennial kingdom. The childbirth imagery of Bruce Wilkerson's Walk Through the Bible illustration. God took the fetus of Israel, approximately 70 people. He implanted it in the surrogate womb of Egypt, and it was kept safe, and it was nourished. It grew to full term. In Exodus chapter 1, verse 7, but the children of Israel were fruitful and increased abundantly, multiplied and grew exceedingly mighty, and the land was filled with them. The child Israel was uncomfortable to mother Egypt. He had to be delivered. Egypt suffered the labor pains, the labor pain of 10 plagues, and the new nation was born. Birth pains or contractions are needed to deliver. But the delivery is not yet. So don't be deceived and don't be troubled. Second, there's a frequency of labor pains. Verses 9 through 14. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you'll be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended and will betray one another and will hate one another. Then many prophets will rise up and deceive many, and become because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come. You will not know how long they last. Stronger pains for longer period of time. Stronger and stronger contractions start coming. We'll deliver you up. This is a legal term. It's handing over to government for punishment. For example, the persecution today is the policy of many world governments. Many offended means to cause to stumble. Those who profess to be believers were really not. They will turn against each other. False prophets. They will deceive many people, taking advantage of the situation, offering a false hope. Sin will be everywhere, causing many to turn away from Christ, who were never saved. True believers will endure till the end. As a believer, your personal perseverance does not secure your salvation. It's the Holy Spirit who keeps you safe. Jude 24. Now to Him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 5. You are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Jeremiah 32 verse 40. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them, that I will not turn away from doing them good, but I will put my fear in their hearts so that they will not depart from me. All those who fall away were never really saved. That 1 John chapter 2, verse 19 makes it clear. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. Preached in all the world, and despite of everything going on, the gospel message will get to the entire globe with supernatural help during the tribulation. The 144,000 of Revelation 7 and 14. The end refers to those final intense birth pains just before delivery. What a time of evil the Great Tribulation will be. Regardless of all the world and the enemy does, God's plan of the ages will be accomplished. You can be sure. And then third, there's an intensity of labor pains. Verses 15 down to verse 22. Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place, whoever reads, let him understand. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let him who is on the housetop not go down to take any out of his house. And let him who is in the field not go back to get his clothes. But woe to those who are pregnant and to those who are nursing babies in those days. And pray that your flight may not be in winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been seen since the beginning of the world until this time. No, nor shall ever be. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. The intense, final labor pains before delivery, almost unbearable just before they're over. Jesus made a statement, when you see the abomination of desolations, what Daniel was talking about in the holy place. Daniel chapter 9, verse 27 speaks of it. Then he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. But in the middle of the week, he shall bring an end to sacrifice and offering. And on the wing of abominations shall be one who makes desolate, even until the consummation, which is determined, is poured out on the desolate. Daniel chapter 11, verse 31. And forces shall be mustered by him, and they shall defile the sanctuary fortress, and they shall take away the daily sacrifices, and place there the abomination of desolation. Some believe that Jesus referred to the desecration of the temple in 168 BC when Antiochus Epiphanes made the altar a shrine to Zeus and offered a pig on it. Others say that he spoke of Titus' destruction of the temple in AD 70. Paul saw a future event when he was writing 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come until the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. John also viewed an end times event, Revelation chapter 13, verses 14 and 15. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he was granted to do in the sight of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image of the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. He was granted power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. Jesus was prophesying about a global tribulation just before his return. Why will it occur? Satan will be cast down and confined to the earth. It will be the only place for him to wreak havoc. And he will. That's all Revelation chapter 12. Whoever reads, let him understand. The final, intense labor pains are coming. The worst pains of the whole event. Get away as fast as you can to the mountains for sanctuary right away. Don't go home. Don't try to grab stuff from the house. Don't try to prepare. Discomfort will make the time worse. Pregnant or nursing babies, winter conditions. And why? There will be a great tribulation such as not been seen since the beginning of the world until this time, nor ever shall be. Unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Listen, God is in control. Jesus' description is like that of the judgments of Revelation chapter 16. And his return in Revelation 19. In conclusion, Jesus again reminded his followers not to be deceived. Verse 23. Then if anyone says to you, look, here's the Christ, or there, do not believe it. For false Christs and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonders to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, I've told you beforehand, therefore, if they say to you, look, he's in the desert, do not go out. Look, he's in the inner rooms. Do not believe it. This is a warning. The entire labor process must occur. No premature births or C-sections. But if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there, don't believe it. Why? Because false Christs, false prophets show signs and wonders to deceive even the elect, as if that were even possible. This is a major key. See, I have told you beforehand. Who's speaking? Well, Jesus. He only needed to say it once. Since Jesus repeated himself, it's extremely important. Be careful who you listen to for spiritual insight. Avoid slick speeches. You have a great day.